Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, right here at Tantalk Radio. What an exciting show we have today. It's all about singers. It's about, oh goodness gracious, we have film festivals. We've got beauty queens in the house and so much more. And Yvonne, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
And you're Miss Florida Diva. We're going to talk about putting a pageant together as well.
Yes, ma'am.
And a little bit more of your background and how you got into the business.
Into being a beauty queen?
Well, back in the days, let's go, you know, as an actress.
Oh, with Imama Baraka.
Right.
The Spirit House Movers and Players. And Amara Baraka is the father of black theater.
There we go. And yes. Are you still teaching theater now?
No, I'm not teaching it now. I used to teach it when I lived in Brooklyn, but right at this moment, I'm not teaching it, but I'm looking forward to start again.
I know. You'd be so good. I know.
Thank
you've been
you.
Producing a lot of things for Benny Luck with music videos with Paul
yes.
Joey.
Yes, I've been doing that, and that's very interesting work also.
I know. And we also have, tell everybody your name.
Katarina Dickinson, Miss International Mermaid Katarina.
I know.
One and only.
One and only. And she has a beautiful crown with shells on it.
Thank you.
It's
I love
gorgeous.
It.
It's gorgeous. And I know we've got, this is really actually dedicated to my mother. Victoria is calling in. She's an amazing artist, Christian singer, and she'll be, I think, on the phone in just a second. And we have some really exciting people. Any words you want to talk about real quick before anyone starts calling in?
I just think it's awesome that we're actually, because this is right around my alley, that about beauty and pageants, and it's basically been my whole life. I've been doing this since I can ever remember, that I've always just been taught to constantly be smiling, always have my crown face on. So
right.
I'm really excited to hear about what a lot of people have to say and about where they came from, a lot of what they've learned, and just it'll probably help me a lot to hear what they have to say too.
That's right. How has pageants helped you as a person?
Oh my gosh, it's helped me in the business world and talking to people. It's gotten me so much more comfortable with just learning with a lot of people, interview skills, being confident about yourself, learning that it's okay if you don't win and that everyone is just there, and to be there is just an amazing experience. And just the experience actually alone is just awesome. It's just so
right.
exhilarating to be a part of it, and you get to meet so many people, so many girls, and you learn a lot.
I know, it's so funny. At work they go, Don, you have friends all over the United States. I'm like, yes, because I've been in the pageant world. And if you believed, I was very shy. I was so shy I was a twirler, and now you can't stop me. And I think we have a caller on the phone.
Yes, we do. We got Victoria on the line here.
Yes, Victoria, how are you?
Hi, Don. I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I was just bragging about you. I said, you know, this is dedicated to my mother, and you're a Christian artist, singer, and you're amazing. And the song that we're going to play in just a minute is called Holy Spirit. And I'm not going to talk. We're going to let the song play through, and I want everyone to just thank God for what they have and what God is doing in their lives and so forth. But you are also doing some ministry around the world. You are.
Yes, I am.
Wait, Victoria, can you turn your radio off? Because it's echoing.
Oh, okay. I don't have a radio on right now at all.
Okay, unless it's the internet. Okay.
Yeah.
And what are you doing is ministry? You're in different churches?
Yes. Well, I mean, currently what I've been doing is working with an international ministry called Celebrate Recovery. It originated in Orange County. So it's at Saddleback Church with Rick Warren. It's one of his many ministries. But really, the platform for that is just healing through various 12-step programs. And, you know, God, you know, caught me off guard a few years ago in my own healing process and said, you know, you need to get right with me in these areas with your family. And I said, okay, God, what does that mean? So he gave me the mission statement of healing through the arts, and then kind of got me hooked in also with this particular ministry where I'm able to share, you know, some music that he's given me and be part of that. Really humbling, and it's exciting.
That's awesome.
I know. So the recovery, that's amazing. I've heard wonderful things about that as well. We're going to have you on hold while we play your song. I just want everyone to take a moment and just thank God for what they have and what God is doing in their lives. And if they don't know God, this song will definitely touch their heart for sure. All right. We'll be right back. Victoria, hang on. We're going to play your music.
Come,
Holy Spirit, come. Fill this space, fill this space. Now I'm not alone here. Holy Spirit, come, fill me up, fill this cup. So now I'm in your presence. See it now. tried to make it on my own. Oh, tried to listen for your voice. I couldn't hear. Now I've come to seek your face, and I feel your warm embrace. Now your presence is so warm, I feel.
Yvonne, what do you think of that song?
I think it's gorgeous.
I know. If it doesn't bring...
uplift your spirit.
If it doesn't bring tears to your eyes...
It's beautiful.
I know. And my mother's song, that was her favorite. And Victoria, we're still getting feedback. Do we have feedback? Yeah. Turn your radio or your computer down.
I have to keep walking outside.
I know. Gorgeous. We want to thank you. Where can somebody book you for your next speaking engagement or singing?
I really appreciate that. They can actually go ahead and just email directly to bt12@live.com, and that's kind of where I'll be able to, you know, get back to anybody who gives, you know, who reaches out. Absolutely.
Thank you. I'm glad I brought tissues today.
It's not allergies. I wore waterproof mascara. We're all good.
Well.
Oh, Victoria, what a blessed song that is. And you are teaching acting as well in Los Angeles?
You know, I've taught a couple of workshops out here, yes, but that is absolutely one of my passions. I hope to continue to do that. I've been doing it for about 18 years. And, yeah, that's something I really love doing, is raising up youth for Christ and just to, you know, use their talents for him in the world, and, you know, a lot like what you're doing. And just want to tell you, Dawn, it's just such a pleasure to know you. I'm honored to know you, and also your mother, to be able to spend some time speaking with her. What a woman of God.
I know.
Wow.
She was like Snow White. She would do laundry and sing, and the birds would be chirping in the background. And, you know,
yes.
But Victoria, I do want to say one thing real quick, because we have a lot of callers today, and thank you so much for opening the show and being patient. There's a lot of Christian film directors out there, and I just want to promote you as an artist to them, and we're going to pass you on to them as well when they start calling in.
Okay, sounds great.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much, sweetie. Thanks for your radio show and all you do. I love you so much.
Thanks, Victoria. Thanks for calling in. And anyone that wants to book this amazing woman, please get in touch with Dawn Reese at Tan Talk here in Clearwater. Thank you. Have a blessed day, Victoria.
Sounds good. You take care. God bless.
Bye-bye. Wow. Okay, so anyways, how are we doing with callers?
Yeah, we got two. We got Pamela Pervine on, and there's somebody else on here. So
let's get Pamela. Hello, Miss Pamela.
Hey, Dawn, how are you?
We're fabulous. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay, good. Pam is from Pageant Live.
Oh, wow.
And we have been talking back in the days when I was in Colorado and in Phoenix, and she has been launched up in space and just trying to get this show. It's amazing, called pageantlive.com. And you are actually the producer, director, and it's everything about pageantry, and that's about today. And Pam, tell us a little bit more about Pageant Live.
Well, you know, interesting. Pageant Live is probably, we started about 3 years ago, Dawn. I want to thank you. You've always been a great supporter of the call. And we actually, my daughter Paige Clark originally founded Pageant Live. And what we found is I did not start being exposed to pageantry till probably maybe 5 years ago. And my daughter, her first pageant was Miss Maryland Teen USA. And that's when I really, really started to be able to get close into pageantry. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are the most educated, smart, beautiful, kind women I have ever met in my life. They work, you know, they raise millions of dollars for charity. And you know what? They really get a bad rap. That is not fair. So anyway, having a mentorship background of I was in the military also for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I like being around these people. And I am going to do whatever I can do to help change people's attitudes about pageantry. And many a times, attitudes and prejudice is due to a lack of education.
Right.
So
you
what
know,
happens is that Pageant Live, different title holders from we are international, and we bring them on the show, and they discuss about what they're doing and, you know, their causes and what they're doing with their, you know, their title, and they talk about their pageant systems and things like that. And it has just been an incredible opportunity for me. I'm literally blessed to be around and privileged to be around such women.
Well, I have Miss Mermaid International here.
Hello.
Oh, I love that.
My name's Katarina.
I have to interview her.
I know.
Yeah, but it's pretty different. You have Miss Florida, Miss Tampa, you know, Miss everything, but it's like how often you hear about Miss International Mermaid.
That's right.
You know what? I applaud you.
Thank you.
And we also have Miss Florida Diva, and you wouldn't believe she's 80. She does not look like it. I want her secret recipe book.
You know, I have to tell you, I interviewed Mrs. Jacksonville, and she was a phenomenal woman. I mean, Ariel Ross Marino, who is with Pageants, Proms, and Pretty Things out of Roanoke, Virginia, and also Miss Virginia World, she interviewed you. Normally what I do is I allow the title holders or the former title holders to interview the current queens because, you know, this is their sisterhood, not mine.
Right,
and
you know,
I just give them a platform to do it on.
Right, and I want to.
She was fabulous.
I want to thank you. I had two of my gals that were my reporters back in the days, and Amanda and her sister.
Oh, I love the short girls.
Still I know, good. And they actually co-hosted and hosted your pageant live, and give everyone your website.
It's www.pageantlive.com.
That's right. And Pam, I have to get on your show. You know, I got that cord like about 4 months ago, and you got to walk me through this. I'm like Miss Wilma Flintstone.
I would love to be on that show too. That's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to speak to the woman who said it teaches you skills. Well, let me tell you, I am now have launched to PL Enterprises, which is a management company, and my exposure to pageantry has opened so many doors.
I know, Pam.
Modeling, reality TV, sponsorship. I mean, it just, you know, talent. I mean, it just goes, the list goes on and on and on.
I know. And then you're involved with so many different pageant systems, and that's what's so great. You have a lot of directors calling in. And I'll tell you now, because of Barbizon, I want to say that we're giving scholarships away to a lot of the pageants right now
because of
me, which is, you know, like a $2,000 scholarship.
It's incredible, too, because, you know, like even when people don't have it, like $2,000 is like a whole semester.
I know. And so with the pageant world, I'm jumping in it. It's kind of like put me in the briar patch because I love this. You know, but Pam, I want to thank you so much for calling in, and we'll be promoting you on the pageant segments every time that we do one once a month.
Dawn, before we leave, I have to tell everyone my philosophy of pageantry.
Yes.
I feel in the United States, after a woman turns the age of 18, and if they're not a professional athlete or a collegiate athlete, there's nothing else that really allows women to showcase who they are.
That's
and currently
true.
In our country, the only thing there is pageantry.
That's true.
So, I mean, I always want to take that away with everyone to remind them that, you know, currently there's nothing else for women. And in reality, as we all know, as women, at 18, you're just starting.
Right.
That's so true. I don't even understand why, Dawn, why you're not wearing your title.
Well, because, okay, I have one, Pam.
She probably has it on.
No,
she doesn't.
I'm getting,
does
I'm getting there.
On now.
I am your Miss Gasparilla Queen of Queens.
Oh.
And I want to tell you for Stephanie, she'll be calling in shortly. And I've had so much fun on the floats and the parades and the pirate.
It's awesome.
I went to a lot of events and they said, I've never seen a Pirate Princess before. Princess Pirate.
So cute,
yeah, that's my year. It's been a lot of fun, and I'll tell you, it just, you know, it's this whole segment of the show is, what are you doing with your title? Like, what are you doing with your title?
Well, I actually, it's just so crazy how much I've done. I've really inspired a lot of younger kids, and kids really need to believe that there are mermaids and things like that out there, because especially in today's society, a lot of them, like, that's getting taken away so easily because of how just everything has been. And when they see me and I'm talking to them, it becomes a reality to them. And I'm also wanting to promote keeping our beaches clean, because if we're dirtying our beaches, how are we ever going to know if there's a mermaid out there? Because it's never going to exist if we're not taking care of our ocean.
You like that?
I do like it.
I know.
There's that. I love that.
I'm
because
so
we're starting to realize that we have to keep our oceans clean.
I'm obsessed with sharks, obsessed with the ocean. I've grew up in Florida my entire life, and I hate seeing just terrible things I've seen on Facebook. A turtle who had a straw stuck up its nose when it's so unnecessary to drink a straw when you're out on the boat. Yeah. You just have to really be careful of what you're doing and be aware of that there are animals that aren't on land with us.
Exactly.
And I'm at the other end. I promote senior citizens.
That's right.
I say beauty at any age. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do. I go into nursing homes. And a lot of people, last year I put a component, beauty at any age, with health. So I go into nursing homes, and the people love to see me there because,
you know, that's a very important, because, you know, when you say that, the baby boomers, which Dawn and I are one, and we don't want to get the traditionally, you know, be considered old. So now nursing homes and assisted livings are bringing in yoga. And
that's right.
Physical, you know, they're bringing estheticians and things like that, because we want to stay. I mean, obviously, I've been there, done that. I, you know, was young at one time, and that's not what I'm looking for. But I want to stay the best I am at the age I'm in.
And you look fabulous yourself. I love that new photo that you have up there.
Thank you.
It's super gorgeous. Well, Pam, we got so many callers on the line waiting to have us. We're going to bring you back, and we're going to get these two beautiful ladies on your show as well.
I would love to be on your show. Let me know.
Oh, I'd love to have you both.
Thank you so much.
All right, Pam, thank you. That's Pam from pageantlive.com. An amazing pageant show. Everything, S the Crown, everything. It's great, great, great. And who do we have next?
Actually, we have Nancy on the line.
Oh, good. I think we're playing Billie Jean, right?
We are playing Billie Jean. There's a reason for that.
I know, because we have the beauty queens in the house, and there's more beauty queens listening. And what does it say? Billie Jean, you're a beauty queen?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Exactly.
And we have our casting minute with Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How was your trip to Las Vegas?
It was wonderful, as always. I always love to play the slot machines and play a little craps, and at the same time do some television production.
Very cool. Now, I've got a actress in the house, and you want to ask Nancy a question? Do you know Nancy McBride?
I've never heard of Nancy McBride.
Well, but
I would love to know. So you're a casting director, is what I've heard.
Yes, I'm a casting director on the East Coast.
Here in Florida.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So tell your age and what you do and if she has anything for you.
Well, I just recently turned 18. I'll be 19 in November, and I just graduated. I have my own business as a mermaid. Sounds kind of out of the ordinary, but I've done modeling my entire life. I've done pageants, tons of pageants.
And she's hosting shows now?
Yep. This is a completely different new window for me, hosting. I just filmed actually a little commercial yesterday for the radio station. I basically have been a lot of things I've done with my mermaid business is so awesome, and inspiring younger kids and going to assisted living facilities and just wanting to inspire everyone who lives in Florida. But I would love to get in something like that. If you have anything for me, I do print work. I do anything. I'm good at acting.
And your age?
I'm 18 years old.
Do you have anything going on at this time, Nancy?
Yeah, I'm working on two feature films, and the third one's going to be shooting later, but not for 18, unfortunately. There's extra work available always on any of these films, but not at that age range right now, the two movies that I'm working on.
What ages are you looking for? What are you doing right now?
Right now, we're on the search for, I think that we've wrapped up RoboDog 2. But we're seriously on the search for Monster Busters, the two lead kids. And their ages are, ideally, it's the look of a 13-year-old. But we're looking four, probably 14, 15, 16-year-olds, and one of those teenagers that just look tiny for their size. And that's kind of what I think that we're going to have to go with to find these two lead roles. And we're looking for a boy, a Caucasian boy, the Alex role, and then a Caucasian girl for the Ashley role. And Ashley's the cute girl, you know, the cute popular girl, but she's not like snotty. She's kind of more down to earth. And that just basically takes Alex's, you know, breath away in a sense.
Awesome. And where do they get in touch with you? Can you put your phone number up there?
I can give them a website to go to.
Okay.
And they can submit through there. They can check out my Facebook page. It's Real, R-E-E-L, Casting, K-A-S-T-I-N-G, .com. And you can find it on Facebook. You could also find it, my website's realcasting.com. And then Real Casting on Facebook as well. And they'll have all the breakdowns and how to submit for them.
Very nice. Very nice, Nancy. And when you're on this end of town, let me know. We'll get you at the station.
Okay, sounds good. I'm actually should be coming into town in the next couple of weeks, and I'll let you know.
Very cool. We'll have you in the house with us.
Perfect.
That's awesome. Great. Thanks, Nancy. Thanks. The Casting Minute with Nancy McBride. And I know we have more callers, and we have a very special VIP guest calling in. And we have,
Yes, we got Nancy on the line here.
Nancy. We just had Nancy.
Then you said Nancy. I'm sorry. We actually have Tracy. Tracy Gray.
Tracy Gray.
I did that on purpose because she told me three times what her name was, so I'll never forget it.
It's like Marsha.
Tracy Nancy.
Same thing.
Banana.
So she's the director of the Five Star Talent and Productions, right?
Exactly.
She's actually one of my good friends. I've known Tracy for a long, long time.
Well, Do we have a drum roll? We do have a drum roll. I like this. I'm putting him on the spot. Hold on a second. We love our producer back there. We're just getting in. This is like our third week now, so we're getting the hold of everything. We're going to get a drum roll for you because you're going to interview her as well.
That was the Indian
rain dance?
That wasn't an ideal drum roll. There we go.
There we go.
Voila. And there we go. And say, welcome to Hollywood Connections.
Well, hi, Tracy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so excited that you're on our show.
Well, I really appreciate you inviting me to do this.
No problem. So what have you been up to recently?
Nothing. Organizing local pageants. I'm involved with two different film castings. One's an independent film that's a feature length, and another one is an independent film that's more of a short. And I've found a couple of new really great talents. I've been traveling the state doing workshops for acting and modeling lately. So I've been in Lauderdale, and I'm heading to Tampa, and I might possibly be going to Orlando. So I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, you're just sitting at home, right?
Well, if you're in Orlando, I have some reporters out there. I definitely want to hook up with you. And also, what about screenplays? I have a lot of people that send me, Dawn, do you know anybody for a screenplay? Is that your forte as well?
You know, I do have some people that are producing screenplays and are interested in good scripts. So that's a possibility. If you have something that looks really viable and looks like it would be something that's marketable, then you might want to pass it my way because I can find people that are really interested in new projects.
Awesome. And then also your website. Tell everybody, you know, what you're doing in the pageant world and what ages you're looking for as well.
Now, with the pageant world, I've got the next thing coming up is a Fort Myers pageant. It's at Flea Masters Pumpkin Festival, and this is the second year that we've been doing this. And we crown the Lee County titles, and it's all ages. It's an all-ages pageant. It is natural. It is not a glitz. And we also crown the Miss Pumpkin Fest Queen, and she's used as a spokesperson for Flea Masters for the year. So that's another little extra thing. And All of our prizes are geared towards helping people get into the real world industry.
What ages are you looking for?
For the pageant, it's an all ages pageant.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So anyone is available. There is an optional talent category. It is not a mandatory talent. So even with the little ones, one of their categories is that they get to have playtime instead of interview. So we watch them work together and interact together and kind of judge them on their personality that way.
So Tracy, it's all ages. Did I hear you say you're coming to Tampa?
I am coming to Tampa. I'm doing a weekend workshop 2 days.
Could you give us the information about that?
Thank you.
I would like to attend if I can.
What's your
great.
And what's your agency?
I'm not an agent. I want to make sure that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
I am a talent developer, and I am a coach and scout.
Good.
So I do not have an agent license. I don't take commissions from anything that I help people get. So that's not my function.
So exactly when will you be in Tampa?
So I'm coming to Tampa on October 17th and 18th. I'm doing a two-day modeling event. It's Jumpstart Modeling. And I teach for 10 hours total, runway basics and print, and, something to get them a little in-depth so that they know what to do to get out there and how to help their career and some of the business savvy points as well. So that's what I'm doing when I come to Tampa.
Okay. And, is there any fee?
Yes, my workshop is a small workshop because I can't take that many people, but the fee for it is only $350 for the 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to get involved in that, find me on my Facebook. And I'm Tracy Gray, but it's Tracy Gray Naples. It'll come up that you can find me that way because there's a lot of Tracy Grays out there. Or you can find me by my company name, Five Star Talent and Productions. It is spelled out five. It's not the number five. So...
And can you tell us a little? Can you tell us a little bit about like your success stories, like how you've helped people and like where you've gotten them?
Oh my goodness! How long is this program?
Oh, we're gonna have you back. You're gonna have. I know we have more.
We just want to hear like something quick, really fast. I know you've helped so many people.
One of my recent girls who came to a summer camp with me, and during the summer camp, I had Posh Models come in and scout my people, and they signed her, and within a couple of weeks' time, she was already out on her first commercial shoot.
Wow.
So they've been running her ever since. She's been like nonstop and booking everything. So I'm really, really proud of Elena right now. And one of my bigger success stories, I had a girl that recently was on a TV series called Grace Point, and it was a 10-episode series. You can watch it on Hulu now, but it was up for two People's Choice Awards and did take one of them for Best Actor with David Tennant. But my student played a reoccurring role. She was the murdered child's sister in the show.
Wow.
So she was
awesome.
She was in the top 10 best dressed at the Teen Choice Awards. So
well, now I know
was a really big deal.
I know Yvonne has a question because she for extras or anything. Can you help her as well get in the business?
Yes, I'm a senior citizen.
Oh, absolutely.
I miss Fly the Diva, and I promote beauty at any age.
That's
and
wonderful.
Right now, I'm 80 years old, so I'm promoting people of the senior citizen community.
That's terrific. When you're dealing with acting, because of the fact that they're real-world situations and it's life, around you at any point in time, you can see people of all ages.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
With any production, there is always a need for people of all sorts. So
yeah, that's right.
You definitely be welcome into that part of the industry. What you need to do, I don't know if you've ever done anything. You look back through your life and figure out every time that you've ever done anything that was on stage or on camera that might be considered acting, and start to try and develop yourself a resume.
Yes.
And then get a current headshot.
Mm-hmm.
And then start putting that around to casting directors and agencies. I'm currently working on a film that's called Hanging Millstone, and it's filming in Fort Myers. And I helped them with the main cast, and we've only done we've done four scenes so far, but it is a full length feature. And the castings for the extras have not really occurred yet because we haven't needed them. But when they do, you know, send me your headshot and your resume and all your information and your contact. My email is fivestartalentandproductions@AOL.com. So it's the same as my company name, just at AOL. And submit to me there, and I would be happy to put in a good word for you and see if we can't get you an extra part on Hanging Millstone.
Thank you.
Let's say it again. Can we get one of our reporters over behind the scenes?
Katarina?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Actually, There's a lot of scenes within the film that are reporters interviewing people or covering a crime scene or things like that. So there's a need for people to even act as a reporter while being a reporter.
Well, I was thinking like behind the scenes, like to interview this, the stars and you and everybody on the set.
I would love to come out and interview you.
There we go.
They would love that. But while you're there, let us put you on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that's for sure. That'd be good.
We love
I
you. Worked,
Tracy's gotten me so many things, and Tracy's always helped me with, especially when I had pageants. I went straight to her, like when she at her office, and I was like, "All right, Tracy, help me." And we worked for a few hours, and she worked with me and taught me everything.
Fabulous. And we're gonna go to a commercial spot right now.
Yep, the one I filmed, I actually recorded yesterday. So
that's right. You did fabulous. Good.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Tracy.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And I'll get in touch with you about all that stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I can't
move forward.
Can't wait to see you again. Thanks.
Okay. We'll get an on-camera interview with you as well.
Wonderful. Okay. Happy to.
Let's go to that awesome. Commercial. Five star. You did fabulous on that.
Thank
first
you.
First take.
I know. First take, right?
Wow. These Hi, call- my new show on Tan Talk Radio on Saturdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Well, that was my show. You already know what my show is because you're already tuning in.
Yes, exactly. I'm just pushing some buttons here. So let's play
That's
some
okay.
music and let me
Five
see if I...
star.
Let's hear the drum roll again. The,
yeah.
I
like that drum
the rainforest.
I like that. Nice.
There you go. All right. So let's see here. Where did I put it? Okay.
On
let's
the
play
top.
This. Yeah, let's play this music and then I'll play it.
All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Five Star Talent and Productions' unique approach to the entertainment industry includes runway, print, commercials, TV, film, and pageant events that are just a part of what they do, providing guidance that isn't any nonsense to the hopefuls and creating opportunities for success. They assist a beginner to becoming a professional. Five Stars has appeared on FX Networks, MTV, NBC, Nickelodeon, and feature films. They have also appeared in ads for Kohl's, Walmart, Nike, and more. So what are you waiting for? Contact Five Star Talent now at 239-449-8077 for a free interview today. Once again, that number is 239-449-8077. Call now.
Talk about that. And we are back. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is about 3:38, and I think we have some more callers on the line.
Yes, we do. We got Stephanie Sims on the line here.
Oh, Stephanie. Hi, my director. She is Miss Gasparilla Film Festival and the Lady of Tampa. And Stephanie, welcome. Thank you for holding.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, Stephanie.
Doing good.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
Great. You sound wonderful.
Thank you.
And this is Tell the Tale, but Stephanie's also your director.
Yep. She's helped me a lot. She's helping me put together my webpage for my mermaid business.
Oh, I know. She's fabulous.
So excited for that.
Yeah, Stephanie, you do websites, correct?
I do. And normally they are only to do with the things that I'm involved in, like Gasparilla. So I've got Gasparilla.com and several other projects, too. But, yes, I'm really, really excited. I'm trying to get absolute perfection for Kat's page because we definitely want people to know just all the things that she has to offer. So, yeah.
Stephanie, what about your glorified women's events that you have coming up?
Well, we have the Glorified Women's Event, and actually we're announcing something real special, getting a date together. It's probably going to be a date in the late week, last week in October, to do with breast cancer awareness. We have directors and producers set up all over the country at 8 different points in the country. So I physically, you know, won't be there at one time at every event, but we are going to be having a breast cancer awareness event and a financial supporting event simultaneously, you know, all over the country. So I'm really excited about those events. Mm-hmm. The Glorify Women really celebrate the things that are different, unique about women and things that women like to shop for. It's kind of like a home show, but instead of home goods, it's generally makeup, health tips, you know, things like that women enjoy.
Well, you're definitely unique. You actually, with your title and pageants and everything, you gave me my title as Miss International Mermaid, which everyone is so like, wow, like they've never even heard about that before.
I know. And you were a mermaid, weren't you, Stephanie?
Well, I was not a working mermaid at Wiki, but I kind of played the part. My grandmother back in the day, not to bore anybody out there in Radio Land, but she was among the first ever in the late 40s that got picked to be a mermaid. And so I kind of have a legacy, you know, with that. But, you know, I'm kind of mermaidish. Everybody that knows me kind of knows that. So.
Well, we're gonna see you on the float. So we're so excited because you got a float coming up. And then, Stephanie, I know we have more callers and we have singers and artists calling in. And we're definitely going to get you into the studio here.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. It means so much.
Thank you, honey. Okay, you're doing great. Talk to you later.
Bye.
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 when you do your segment show, we'll have to bring Stephanie back in here.
Yeah. Stephanie actually is the one that got me started with all of this, and if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today.
I wouldn't be wearing Miss Gasparilla Queen of Queens if it wasn't for Stephanie.
Yeah.
Wasn't she the one that sponsored the Glorify Women's
Event? Yes, you
I was there.
Yes.
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 It was wonderful.
I know, she's such a promoter.
She does so much. She really does.
It was a wonderful show.
She's everywhere.
I know. And and we're going to bring her back. And we have somebody else on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Jerry on the line.
I have Jerry. And do we also have Thelmy? Has she called in yet?
No, she has not.
She's not called in. And anybody else on the air? So we know.
Just Denise and Jerry. That's it.
Denise.
Mm-hmm.
Do we know what Denise?
Mm.
I don't know, but we'll find out.
There you go.
All right, let's go to Jerry first, our promoter of the Stars and Major Artists. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing, Dawn?
Good. I know we have 15 minutes left. I'm waiting for one of my artists to call in as well and some other people. We had some film festival directors calling in, and maybe they forgot, but we'll get them on next week. And Jerry, you want to tell the story how we first met in a beauty pageant?
Well, the first time was we were in Orlando when Ray Hawk and Adeline Foreman asked me to come and judge at Disney. And I came there with them, grew out with them. And when I came in there, there was this beautiful blonde sitting there and this other news reporter. And they put me right between
I was so young.
and we chit-chatted and all stuff like that. And then at the end of it, after we did the beauty after review and all that stuff like that, we were talking, and I said, well, where do you live? And you said Sanford. And I said, so do I. And so Ray Hawk walks over, and he goes, oh, that's great. I brought him here. Why don't you give him a ride home? So we took a ride home in your car, and on I-4, about halfway down, your brakes went out.
That's
oh, my
true.
God.
That's how we met.
Wow, that's great.
And I came into your driveway just like an airplane landing.
And if you pulled into the driveway, you grabbed the emergency brake and pulled it just before we hit the garage.
Oh, and we've been friends.
The whole complete I-4. 57 miles. Right.
That's our story. Yes. And Jerry, we would actually, Adeline Foreman used to run the pageants where we had, oh my gosh, who was from the Blue Lagoon? Christopher Atkins was there. We used to put seminars on, and we had Erica Dunlap as well. She was, I remember judging her. She wanted to say, she would always say, I want to be Miss America. And she was, you know.
Yeah, then we went to National American Miss with Steve Mays.
Oh, I was actually in National American Miss. I actually was in it a few times, and I came in the top 20 every single time. It was so heartbreaking. And then I actually found out when I got our feedback in the mail after a couple months
then,
of the pageant being over.
Then we turned around and we called up Pete Bennett and said, hey, Pete, what are you doing? He says, oh, I'm in Massachusetts. I said, well, get your butt down here to New York. We're going to have you as a judge for National American Miss.
Thank you.
And that was when we met Caitlin Taylor Love, who went on and take and become the star of I'm With the Band. I mean, it's been an amazing ride.
I know, Jerry. It's been fabulous. And in the pageant world, and we had met back with, I want to go back to Adeline real quick, with the seminars that she did. And we just want to thank her and say hi to her for me as well. And I know she's not in the pageant world anymore, but she's done so much for so many people out there. Jerry, I know we have some more callers on the line. We have some singers. We'll get back to you shortly. And
one more thing. If they're interested in anything, what's going on, they can email me at songwritersLounge@gmail.com, or they can text me at 716-308-0669. I'll be glad to give them a hand if anything that they need.
Sounds great, Jerry. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you.
Our memory lane of stories. He's going to call in every week.
Okay. Oh, good.
Yes. Thank you.
Jerry's helping me find some great people out there to help sponsor this show to keep us on the air as well.
Yes.
And I said, if there's a secret millionaire out there, you never know
yes.
what to do with your money. And you just send it to Lola and say, attention for Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. And make sure my producer's taken care of as well.
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
We can upgrade the drum roll.
There's old money here in Florida.
I got the drum roll now. I got your drum roll.
I am out there knocking on doors and saying, sponsor my show. And, you know, we really need your help if you want to donate.
It's a wonderful show.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And next week is going
to
be
sponsored.
Thank you. And we have major movie producers and casting directors and so much going on. See, I'm using my hands. I'm not Italian. I was a flight attendant.
Oh, my God.
Okay, who's on the air now?
We got Denise on the line here.
We have Denise.
Yes.
Hi, Denise.
Hey, Don.
Oh, is this, who is this?
Denise.
Is this Thelmy?
No, Thamise.
No,
Denise.
Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good. And tell us about yourself.
So I'm a singer. I sent you the the interview of the fudge.
Oh, you're Thelmy. Yes. Oh, hello. Okay, this is our singer.
I knew she was saying Thelmy. You guys are like, Denise. No, your name's not.
He's Denise. Like, Denise.
Like, no, your name's Denise.
No, this is our famous singer. She's one of our international reporters.
Okay.
And I'm going to have you hold for a second. Let's play that song. It's called Love Lies or Lie Love or
Love Light.
There we go.
Love Light.
And we're going to listen to that and sit back for a second.
Okay.
And we're back. Don't you just want to dance to that?
That's yes. Awesome.
I'm like ready to go.
Yep.
Really nice.
You have a question for our singer reporter.
Well, yeah, I have a question. So you're a Brazilian American. That's like so awesome. You speak all these languages and you have so much for the arts. That's so awesome.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about like what made you inspired to be a musician? Like what made you want to come out with this song? It's really awesome.
Well, since I was little, I've been on stage acting, singing, and dancing. And then I did some music classes, some acting classes. And now I'm taking private vocal class with Jackie Arredondo, which is a vocal instructor that's very well known in the Spanish industry.
Wow.
And I'm also taking acting classes, and taking piano, guitar, and drums.
They call
so you're so busy, huh? And you're also a reporter for Dawn Reese now?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me a little bit about how that's been for you.
Well, I started with her, I think it was back in 2013 or 2012. And I started with the title of Miss Brock Science.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to interview a lot of singers like Chase Move, who was on a finalist on American Idol.
Yes.
I also went to...
Hi, Jay.
I went to many like fashion show events, music events, premiere for movies and films, and many last concerts that I went to. I got to take pictures with celebrities, and I also got to interview a lot of models and actors, and also singers.
And
it's a cool thing to be.
And yes. Also, we're giving her this next year for free, I want to say, because she's done a fabulous job. And she's going to be bringing us some amazing Spanish, news segments as well. And we've got some people down at some studios for her lined up already. So we're very excited. And thank you so much for calling in. And we'll send you the podcast later tonight.
Your song is awesome.
I know. And
really
any
nice.
Artists out there, you know, that actually any agents that would like to book her or anybody that would like to help her career as well, get in touch with me. You can go to WTANTantalk.com and go to my show, Hollywood Connections. There you go. Okay, and we have another caller. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
And who's on the air?
There you go.
Holly Cabrito.
There you go.
Holly. Hello, Holly. Thank you for being so patient.
Dawn.
It's been a long time.
It has been. How are you?
Fabulous. She used to own the biggest talent agency, also Emerge Talent. And we met at the Clearwater Film Festival a couple years back. And Holly, tell us what you're doing now. You're doing some fabulous work in the entertainment industry.
Yeah. You know, after being an agent for 10 years, I really wanted to go and work in the development world. And also go back to my roots and get back into the creativity side of things. And so now I work with actors, singers, dancers, and models. And I work on, you know, for people who are beginning and starting in the industry, I help fill in the blanks for them. So I teach them everything that they need to know about the industry.
Oops.
So you know how easy it is to chase your tail in this industry. So
do you have workshops to teach these people?
Yep, I do. We do workshops. We do one-on-one classes as well. I Skype with kids all over the world. I've got coaches and teachers from all over the world that also help work with me. You know, because sometimes it's that one person who says something a little bit different that all the lights go on and somebody gets it.
With children or do you work with all adults?
I work with adults as well. Work with all ages. So,
all ages.
Yep. But technique most important, and then knowing the business, you know. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to be good at something if you don't really know the ins and outs of it?
That's what it is, too. As soon as you start out, you're always taught you need to learn slate. You need to learn how to do everything before you can just be thrown out there.
Right. And after being an agent, I mean, you see that so much as people come to your door, but they don't really know or how it works or, you know.
Right, and then also, I know, Holly, because we have like 5 minutes left, and you have a big showcase coming up in December, correct?
I do. I have a showcase going on at Disney December 3rd through 6th, where we have actors, singers, dancers, models, and those that are ready, they get to meet agents, managers, record labels, theme parks, cruise lines, production companies, basically anybody who can get them a job. And
fabulous.
We've been lucky because we've had 100% success so far. So
I see that. And they want to hook everybody up with that on our website on Hollywood Connections with some information on Holly as well. Holly, what is your phone number?
It is 407-963-7756.
Perfect. And we want to do some behind the scenes over there. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that would be awesome. I'd love to have you.
I put you on the spot. I'm sorry.
honestly, you know, anybody who can get as much information about the industry and what we do and get our whole thing is to help facilitate and you know, formulate these relationships with people. So it's really, really important and to make sure people are on the right track and they're not chasing their tail, you know?
Thank you, Holly. And you are such an expertise in the business. And it was so great. I have some interviews. I'll pop up there that when you were on the Clearwater Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
It was so cool. But we'll have you come down. We get that sailboat. I'll be doing a charter company coming up, Sunkiss Charters, with our 37-foot Endeavor very soon. So
nice.
We'll take everybody out on Tantuck. How does that sound, producer?
That sounds awesome.
Sounds great to me. I like it.
I know. A showbiz cruise. That's our first kickoff.
Bring the drums. Perfect. Bring the drums.
The drums. Okay, sounds good, Holly. God bless. Thank you so much for calling
in. Thanks for having me. All right.
Bye-bye. Amazing woman. She knows her business. I'll tell you. So proud of her for what she's accomplishing. And who's on the line?
We got nobody on the line.
Oh, we can take a breath. I know I have two film directors calling. I do want to thank Tony from Sunscreen Film Festival. He's letting one of our reporters in Los Angeles, if you want to go as well, let me know.
I would love to go.
I know.
I would love it.
And we have another, actually, a film festival coming up in November, which he did not call in today, probably because the lines were so busy. And we're going to have him call back next week or the following week. I know you're going to take over my show as well, Hollywood Connections, on the 19th.
So excited. That's so nerve-wracking.
There goes the drum roll. Yes, I'll be down in Key West at my nephew's wedding.
You like that, huh? You like that drum roll?
Yes.
That's what I want every single time.
And
every single time.
Be like,
Mermaid Katerina, one and only. There you go.
I need the fairy godmother wand thing. Like, you know, like the magical dust one. Yeah. You know, like the Tinkerbell.
Oh, you're really improving with the drum roll.
I like that. So, our producer back there? Do you want to tell him your name?
My name is Peter Blake.
That's right. Peter, do you have a question for any of us?
So you've been in the modeling industry and you've been in pageants for how long? How old were you when you started?
Oh my gosh. I've been in pageants since my mom had to hold me and walk me down for the judges.
Really?
I've been in pageants. Yes. I was a baby pageant and I was the one, not toddlers and tiaras, not like that, but I've always been the natural smile and blow a kiss type of thing. And
what do you think of those reality shows that they have on about that?
I think that's ridiculous. The pageants that I've been in, we weren't even allowed to wear makeup. We weren't allowed to have a slit in our dress. It wasn't allowed to be cut too low. It was all natural. Like National American Miss was probably the best experience I got. I got interview skills. I got to, I had to do a fake commercial. I had to sit there. You had 30 seconds to talk with a judge and then it was a bell and you had to get up and talk to the next one and you weren't allowed to say or and it was
I was on tour with them for almost almost 2 years, and Steve with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. We were roommates. Remember little Kathy? From, mm-hmm. Yes, we got to get her on the air.
They're really
well.
Amazing, though. They're really about everything about equality, and that if, as long as you got what it takes and you're confident about yourself, then
we'll get you judging. Hey, Steve Mays, we're going to send you this information here at the podcast. And so also, too, is if you'd like to be a reporter, beauty queen for me, mine's very different. And you get actually real media IDs. See, real media IDs. And I send you out, and we're on red carpets, we're in film festivals, we're in many events. You have a question? Yvonne?
No, I was just going to remind you to
thank
talk
you.
About the
thank you.
Now.
I appreciate that because we're winding down on minutes.
And but I just do want to say something. Dawn Reese, you always promote positive pageantry.
Thank you.
And that's what I heard people talk about pageantry, but this positive is what's going on, not the negative kind.
Exactly. And that's why mine is where you audition to yes. be a beauty queen reporter. Now, you just auditioned a couple weeks ago.
I'm so excited.
I know.
I'm
so excited. Do you want to tell everybody your new title as well? You're going to be a double title holder.
Florida Hollywood. So excited. You have no idea.
I know, because
I've heard all your stories about how people got in with their favorite artists, and like I would love to just interview some people.
Oh, you're going to have some fun. Wait till the success
so
stories come.
I've already got hit up from one of my favorite artists, Travis Mills, has actually tweeted at me and told me to get it with my whole reporting, because he's actually on the radio now too, so
well, you
who
know,
knows?
We were in a parade, and Matthew Underwood from Zoe 101 back in the day saw my Miss Puerto Rico
team.
Oh, teen.
Matthew Underwood. I forgot about him.
Well,
Logan.
He followed her around like a puppy dog, and they dated. Well, they didn't date. Well, they actually went to Animal Kingdom together.
Stop.
Okay. You never know.
Oh,
but
my
I do.
Gosh.
We have 2 or 3 minutes left. I want to talk about the Fashion Hero TV show.
Okay.
16 and over, please. We don't have anybody for Florida yet, and I'm promoting this for Caroline. And so here we go. TheFashionHero.com. Click on my name, Dawn Reese, and enter, and I may see you in the Caribbean or wherever we're going to be taping this TV show that's coming up. Thank you, Caroline. Do you have any other last words? We got 3 minutes here.
No, this it was a pleasure having you guys here today.
Thank
really
you.
Was.
Thank you.
Like, I didn't mean to have the phones go ringing so much, but you know, I want to like put all my connections in one show, and I can't do that.
No, it's
we
too
need to
many
pace
connections.
It out.
I would like to say something about my mermaid business.
Yes.
If anyone's out there, I know mermaids are really popular right now. Kim Kardashian, Britney Spears just bought mermaid tails and been wearing them. So it's been really popular. If anyone is interested, has little kids, I do birthday parties, hair and makeup, nail packages, a basic swim with them.
There we go.
Awesome. If you want to hire me as Mermaid Katarina, I am coming up on my own website soon, but you can call me at 941-380-2978 to get a hold of my momager. That is my mom and manager.
That's right.
And I would love to do birthday parties, and it's really awesome, and it's an amazing experience.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah. And I want to thank the Paint Wizard, my fiance. If you need a paint, you know, your home, your business, we just did the motels down in Clearwater. I would not be here without him sponsoring the show. Thank you, darling. And also, Yvonne, who would you like to thank? Or you have another minute here.
No, I would like to thank my tax business.
Oh, nice.
Yes, because we were number 5 in Tampa Bay last year. If you really want your taxes done with perfection, then you call Daryl Madison at 813-426-5101.
All right. And remember, give God all the glory and honor. Watch things happen in your life. Thank you for all my artists calling in.
Thank you so much
today.
For having me, Dawn. It means so
thank
much
you.
To me to be on the show.
Oh, we're going to have some fun this year.
I'm so excited.
The fairy godmother is at it again.
Thank you,
Dawn. Your fairy one way.
Thank you, our
very
fabulous
much
producer.
For all you do.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do
and I think, how are we doing? Can we end with that one interview real quick?
Yeah, we can do that.
Perfect. One of our reporters out with Sunscreen Film Festival. Thank you so much, Tony, for letting us in. And we're going to play a little bit of her interview with Alexis Model and Talent Agency.
Hi, I'm Brianna Ramirez, and I'm back with the Talkwad Studio Show. And I heard you were a talent agent.
That's correct.
And do you...
Alexa Model and Talent, and my name's Keith.
Nice to meet you, Keith.
Thanks.
And so can you give us advice, like what you like do or how we want to have...
We're here at this festival to look for trained actors between the age of 18 and 22. We're also here to look for models that are 5'9 or higher, female, or male models that are 6 foot or taller. However, we also look for kids. And from what I understand, with your face, you're interested in modeling, right? What we look for is for you to send in some photos by email. You can reach us at
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
Kerry to call the foreign minister there to ask what's going on. I'm Michael Toscano.